This is Radio Nepal. I'm Dela Prasang with the news headlines first. Prime Minister KP Sharma will be addressing the House of Representatives meeting today to mark second anniversary of the present government. Government to give 2 billion conditional grant to local levels for implementing Prime Minister Employment Program and fire kills 15 children in an orphanage in Haiti. Now the news in detail. Today marks the completion of 2 years of government formation under the premiership of Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli. The government was formed on February 15 in 2018 after the then coalition partners CPN, UML and Maoist Centre won a majority in the House of Representatives elections. The government has concluded that infrastructure development, expansion of international relations, curbing corruption, improving security situation and creating stability are some of the achievements of the present government. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has said that the 2 years' experience of the government has given him the belief that poverty, literacy and backwardness can be eradicated from the country. He said the government had been moving ahead with the mega campaign of Prosperous Nepal, Happy Nepali. Meanwhile, Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli is to address the House of Representatives today on the occasion of the completion of 2 years of the incumbent government. The government has released 2 billion conditional aids to local levels for the implementation of the Prime Minister Employment Program. The Ministry of Labour, Employment and Social Security has released the money to provide the jobs in the fiscal year to those who have registered their names in Employment Service Centre. Spokesperson of the Ministry, Suman Kimire, said the 2 billion rupees had been distributed to 633 local bodies to lead the pay for work program involving the unemployed for the public works. Spokesperson Kimire further added that the ministry has given the conditional aids of 1 million to 7.5 million rupees to the local bodies based there on the basis of the projects and list of the employed people. The ministry has planned to provide a 100-day employment to 60,000 people across the country within this fiscal year. Nepal Communist Party Chair Puspa Kamal Dahal Prachanda has said the dream of radical economic prosperity will just remain a dream if the government did not promote the private sector. Chairman Prachanda further said the private sector actually contributes to national capital formation. Inaugurating the 7th Dhading Festival in Dhading Besi yesterday, Chairman Prachanda said the constitution itself envisioned cooperation between private and public sectors, realizing the fact that Nepal economy could not move ahead without cooperation with the private sector. He said the government should promote the industrialists by providing concession in tax while importing raw materials as they create jobs in the country. The Supreme Court has issued an order to the Commission for Investigation of Abuse of Authority to submit a written reply demanding reasons for not filing a charge sheet against former Prime Ministers Madhav Kumar Nepal and Dr. Baburam Bhattarai in the Lalita Niwas land scam. A single bench of Chief Justice Cholendra Samsher Rana asked the government Commission to submit a written reply within 15 days. Senior advocate Balkrishna Nyopane had filed a writ petition in the apex court against the anti-graft body demanding investigations into former Prime Ministers Nepal and Bhattarai for the alleged involvement in the scam. National Assembly member Durga Prasad Upadhyaya passed away yesterday at the age of 50. Upadhyaya, who was suffering from cancer for long, died at his residence in Lumbini, Sanskritic Municipality 10 of Rupandehi District. Upadhyaya was a national member elected from Nepali Congress. He had been playing very active role being associated with Nepali Congress since People's Movement 2014. 46BS, the main opposition Abari Congress Parliamentary Party, extended condolences on the demise of National Assembly member Durga Prasad Upadhyay on Friday. Minister for Communications and Information Technology Gokul Prasad Baskota has said the Information Technology Bill will be endorsed by the Federal Parliament soon, inaugurating the 26th edition of the Computer Association Nepal Infotech organized by the association in Kathmandu yesterday. Minister Baskota shared that the bill would be passed after revising some provisions. He made it clear that the bill was brought to maintain good governance, transparency and legitimacy of digital transaction. Minister for Finance Dr. Yuvaraj Khatiwada has said Nepal got the commitment of 3,000 billion rupees as foreign investment in the six months of the current fiscal year. The investment would be made in the industrial sector, he said, while inaugurating the Birat Expo yesterday. The expo is the international exhibition of agricultural and industrial products which continue for 8 days. He said 3,000 megawatt electricity would be produced in the Arun Valley in coming 3 years, for which 100 billion rupees investment was brought in and commitment made of additional 200 billion rupees. The Commission for Investigation of Abuse of Authority has filed a corruption case against the then office chief of Road Division Office Biratnagar, Senior Engineer Jitendra Kumar Chaudhary, at the Special Court in Kathmandu yesterday. Commission spokesperson Pradeep Kumar Koirala said the Commission filed a case against him accusing of taking 3.5 million rupees bribe while approving various road projects. Likewise, the commission has filed corruption cases against war chair of Lisakhupakar Rural Municipality Kailas Thapa and five others embezzling public fund by forging documents. You're listening to Radio Nepal 8M English News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
हजुर दर्शन
भाग्यवानी बाबु राम्ररी आइपुग्नु भयो नि
हजुर राम्ररी पुगे ऊ चाहिँ मेरो कलेजको बेस्ट फ्रेन्ड
नमस्ते बाबुजू
नमस्ते आउनु न भित्रै
हुन्छ बाबुजू
अनि दादा त अफिस गइसक्नु होला है
उहाँ त बिहानै हो हुन्छ तपाईँहरू फ्रेस हुँदै गर्नु न म खाना तयार गर्दै गर्छु है
हस् हस् बाबुजू
ओए वाइफाई होला नि पासवर्ड माग्न
हाँ त पनि एनटिसीको सस्तो डे प्याक छँदैछ नि
ए हो र
एनटिसीको डे प्याक लिन *14## डायल गर्न
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
Welcome back, and again we continue with the rest of the updates. The fever outbreak seen at a widespread range in Bazaras Himali and Swami Epathik Khapar rural municipalities confirmed to be influenza A. Bazaras Health Office a senior public health officer Daya Krishna Panta informed that the sample from 4 infected cases tested positive for influenza A. The test was conducted at National Public Health Laboratory, Daegu. The infected have fever and flu-like symptoms. The infection was spread at Baldik of Himali Rural Municipality and Jorub of Swami Kathik Rural Municipality for a week, leaving around 1,200 sick. You're listening to Radio Nepal, 8M English News Bulletin. We continue with the international updates now. 15 children died in a fire that swept overnight through an orphanage in Haiti run by a U.S. religious group. The fire has triggered a renewed controversy over the hundreds of unlicensed orphanages in the poorest nation in the Americas. The cause of the blaze was not clear. One of the children at the orphanage told Reuters they had been using candles because the power in the block was out and a generator was not working. Director of the Institute for Social Welfare said the religious group did not have a license to operate the institution, which housed around 60 children. Orphanages, which in reality mostly house not just orphans but children whose parents feel they cannot afford to look after them, proliferated after the 2010 earthquake in Haiti that killed tens of thousands. The death toll from a coronavirus outbreak in mainland China rose to 1,523 as of the end of Friday after 143 people died over the course of the day. The number of new deaths in central Hubei province at the epicenter of the coronavirus outbreak rose by 139 as of yesterday. Most of the new deaths were in Hubei's provincial capital of Wuhan, where the virus is believed to have originated, with 107 new deaths. A total of 1,123 people in Wuhan have now died from the coronavirus. There were 2,641 new confirmed infections across mainland China, bringing the national total to 66,492. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. Forecasting division says the weather is likely to be partly to generally cloudy in the hill regions and mainly fair in the rest of the country. Kathmandu's weather report now. Maximum temperature of 21.8 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 6.0 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin. But before we wrap up the headlines, once again. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli addressing the House of Representatives meeting today to mark second anniversary of the present government. Government to give 2 billion conditional grant to local levels for implementing Prime Minister employment program, and fire kills 15 children in an orphanage in Haiti. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English News edition will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also log on to our website www.radionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Stay tuned and have a good day.